The attention economy. One thing Jones understands, Sham said, is that all attention is good attention. Even negative press raises the profile of the team. If someone in Massachusetts or Nevada turns on a Cowboys game hoping they'll lose, that doesn't matter to the ratings. All that matters is they're watching, Sham said. Perhaps Jones is familiar with the work of Nobel Prize-winning economist Herbert A. Simon, credited with first describing the phenomenon of the attention economy in 1971. In an information and entertainment abundant world, people's attention acts as a scarce commodity, like oil or diamonds, and producers of content become valuable by commanding and controlling large amounts of that commodity. This helps explain why the Dallas Cowboys have remained valuable long after their last Super Bowl win in 1996. Jones has turned monetizing attention, good and bad, into a science. Business 101, Professor Jones. The Cowboys rake in so much money in part because Jones has brought powerhouse business strategies like the vertical integration of Apple and the diversification of the Walt Disney Company into the realm of sports. Many other teams contract out concessions, for example, but the Cowboys join forces with Major League Baseball's Yankees to form Legends, its own concessionaire. Legends is used by other NFL teams like the Rams and Washington Commanders. And with a majority investment from global investment firm Sixth Street in 2021, Legends has expanded to serve more sports arenas and teams in myriad other areas of hospitality. That includes partnerships with international soccer powerhouse Real Madrid, Notre Dame University, and Audi's Formula One project. The Cowboys are the only team that does their own merchandise, earning nearly $200 million a year from that line of business. The Cowboys also make money off a real estate empire that includes the 91-acre, $1.5 billion Star Complex in Frisco, Texas. In addition to serving as the team's headquarters and practice facility, the Star hosts retail, residential, and office space and events like concerts, the Premier Lacrosse League, and marquee high school football games.